maybe close to 10 times in the course of the last 24 years. He was born in Brisk, so he really is an authentic Brisker in many respects. His family moved to Kamenitz, but he was very close to the Brisker Rav, Rav Elba Soloveitchik, that's Rav Soloveitchik's uncle, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Not only was he close to the Brisker Rav, but he learned Bechavrusa with Rav Soloveitchik's cousin, whose name is Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, the same name as Rav Soloveitchik. They learned Bechavrusa together for many years, and I understood that the Brisker Rav used to test them in learning, to see exactly where they're at in terms of their learning. He himself learned in a yeshiva, a famous yeshiva in Brisk called Taras Chesed. The Rosh Yeshiva of Taras Chesed, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, his name was Abisrael Chaim Kaplan, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And in that yeshiva, there was a famous gadol who wrote a famous sefer, a number of svarim, by Moshe Sokolovsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He wrote a sefer called Imre Moshe, on Maseches Beitza, which is probably, maybe the best sefer that's written on Maseches Beitza. And he also wrote a sefer on Inyan Yom Tiv, called Malachas Yom Tiv. So it's in that yeshiva that he found himself, Harav Steinman. And also, if I'm not mistaken, he got smicha from the Dayan of Brisk, of Simcha Zelig Rieger. Simcha Zelig Rieger was the Dayan who passed in all the shilas of Brisk in the days of Rav Chaim Biska, that's Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. And his smicha, Rav Steinman's smicha, comes from Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger. I actually was zochet to know the son of Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger. He taught actually Tanakh in YU, and I was a Talmud of his for a number of years, the son of Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger. So he was the Dayan in Brisk, and he was the one who gave smicha to Rav Steinman. He learned actually in the city of Kavrin with Rav Pesach Pruskin. Rav Pesach Pruskin is a great gadol who was also the Rebbe of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. This I heard from my Rebbe Nisam Alpin, as a Talmud Mufuga, Rav Moshe Feinstein, that his Rebbe learned with Rav Pesach Pruskin, who was a giant, and he also was zochet to learn with this Rav Pesach Pruskin. At the same time, he also, in that context, he actually was in Kletsk, and in Kletsk he learned with Abaron Kotler. Abaron Kotler, of course, the founder of the yeshiva in Lakewood, the great Gadol HaDor, and so he, in Kletsk, became familiar with Abaron Kotler, and that's where he met Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Shach, the Rashiv in Ponovich for many, many years, also one of the Gadol HaDor. He met him in that context, in the context of their involvement in the city of Kletsk. He received, again, this I'm telling you something essentially from my memory of what I've read about Rav Steinman in the last 25 or so years. He received actually a Tzav Gius. He was supposed to be taken into the Polish army. He preferred not to be taken to the Polish army, understandably. And so he fled to Sweden. He ran to Sweden, and in Sweden actually, there were a number of yeshivas in Sweden. Actually, there's still a large number of yeshivas today in Sweden. There's one in Luzern, one in Montreux. And he went to Schweiz, he went to Sweden. And actually, he learned there in yeshiva in Montreux. And he became acquainted with another grandson of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, whose name is Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, there are a number of Rav Moshe Soloveitchiks. One was Rav Soloveitchik's father, his name was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And the other one was a cousin of his, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, also a grandson of Rav Chaim Briska, in Sweden. There was a yeshiva there. The yeshiva actually is still there. He's the founder of that yeshiva, and he became acquainted with. In Sweden, if you're aware, the Nazis actually also were in Sweden, and they many Jews were taken to work camps. He also was taken to a work camp. I don't know exactly where. I think if I'm not mistaken, the work camp he was taken to was to pave roads in Sweden. That's the kind of work that he did. He became...
Excuse me, I think it's Switzerland.
Switzerland. You're right. I apologize. I'm in Switzerland. I didn't mean I said Schweiz, and I translated incorrectly. Thank you, Rabbi Yudin. May you be blessed. Anyway, so the in Switzerland, in Schweiz, exactly. Thank you. And he actually was stricken, if I'm not mistaken, with a very severe bout of pneumonia. That's how he was able to somehow be exempted from the work camp that he was involved in. But in that period of time already, many, many Talmidim, many students gathered around him, around Rav Steinman Zatzal, and he already at that point already was becoming somewhat famous. There's a very famous Mekubal whom he actually became acquainted with was one of his talmidim. I think his name was Rav Chaim Erlinger, very ungodly mode, one of the Kubalim actually. And he came to know him over there in Switzerland. He got married, and he became actually a Ram. He became a Rebbe in the yeshiva there in Switzerland. I think a few years before the founding of this country, he came to Eretz Yisrael. I think in 1945 or so, I think he appeared in Eretz Yisrael. He was able to emigrate to Eretz Yisrael. Initially, he was in the city of Petach Tikva, which is up north. And then, subsequently, he of course came to Bnei Brak. And he was very, very close to the Gdolei Ador. I'm talking about specifically the Chazon Ish. They say the Chazon Ish actually held him to be one of the Gdolei Ador. The Chazon Ish himself used to stand up for him. In his presence, he held him as one of the Gdolei Ador. And at one point, he was appointed to be the Rosh Hashiva in Panovich, what's called Rosh Hashiva's Panovich L'Tzairim. Panovich has many different levels and many different yeshivas, and he was appointed to be Rosh Hashiva Panovich L'Tzairim. But he also was the Rosh Kolel of the Panovich Yeshiva at the same time. And he was as well, he founded his own yeshiva in Bnei Brak called Gaon Yaakov. And he was the Rosh Hashiva of this yeshiva Gaon Yaakov for many, many years. You know, we should probably, for those who didn't say, I already said it. I said it already, so. Maybe if you want, I'll say the tefillah. And you can say the bracha. If you say with the bracha, I don't know what you do. So you tell me, pass whatever you want.
Ask Rabbi, what should we do?
I say it, so.
With the bracha?
I say with the bracha. So, that's what I heard from Abakti Kamenetsky. He wrote something for Necha, the Noel Hingle Abbasenu Shatol, the Chemu Shalom, the Satsi Demu Shalom, the Satsi Chemu Shalom, the Sisma Chemu Shalom, the Sagienu Chos Chatsenu, the Chaim Simchal Shalom, the Satsi Renu Shalom, the Satsi Lenu Mikakal Ore, the Oye, the Asa Madara, the Homani Ponies, the Sakshas of Israel, the Sishlak Brocha, the Hamas Yadenu, the Sedenu, the Chemu, the Chesed Rachamim, the Necho, the Necho Reino, the Sishma Kol Tahrunenu, Kiel Shemea Tvila, the Sahadu Nevoto. So he had a lot to, he was very connected to this yeshiva that he founded. He actually sent shiurim there. Besides the shiurim that he sent in Panovich, the Tzairim and to the Kolel, he also sent shiurim to in this yeshiva called Gaon Yaakov. As I said, I was zocheh to meet him about 10 times in the course of my lifetime. Around 15 years ago, I had the occasion to go with about 7 other rabbonim and to meet him, and we met him for almost an hour. It's the longest meeting I ever had with Rabbi Steinman. It came about the only meeting I ever had with Rabbi Steinman. As you can see, there seems to be a little bit of traffic ahead, a few cars here and there, one or two. Anyway, I had a meeting with Rabbi Steinman, and the meeting was connected to an idea that was floated about starting a vocational school, a vocational high school here in Eretz Yisrael. And I thought it was a great idea. I thought it was outstanding. Vocational means to have a vocation. Of course, learning Torah is the only vocation, but there are other vocations that help us make parnasa and the like. And that's something which is quite significant, like Gemara Zol HaVashas. We just learned last year in Kedushin, Be'chayim Be'shasha Havta. Like Gemara says in Kedushin, you're supposed to teach your son a craft, so you should have a panosa, like it says in Maksuba. I understand Maksuba because I learned Maksuba before I got married. Most people learn different part of Maksuba, so they never know, they have to support their wives. Anyway, the kids are still there. We went to him to get a haskama from Harav Nev, Harav Shneimin Shlita, and he told us, not only should we open up one vocational school, we should open up 10. I wasn't in the position to open up 10. I'm sorry, Rabbi Kutzler. But one vocational high school. There are now a number of vocational high schools in Eretz Yisrael. He was very much behind it. He was someone who was an onav. He was tzanua. Clearly, he saw Torah as being the ultimate erech, the ultimate value. He had a seichel ha-yashar. He was able to navigate all the shoals of the problematic in Eretz Yisrael, even though there are only one or two minor problems in this country. We're a country without any problems whatsoever. It's all Musik, Midvash, and Nefes Sufim. But anyway, but in between the Dvash and Nefes Sufim, you have a few Oktin over here, here and there, a few Dokrim. And so he was able to somehow navigate the shoals of it because of his Seichel Yashar, a tremendous, tremendously rational, compassionate person in terms of getting people into schools. He didn't distinguish between whatever chug you belong to, you were Sfaradi, you were Ashkenazi, he didn't make a difference. He tried his best to get everyone into the yeshiva and the like, and he handled the problems of the generation in the most unbelievable fashion. And he was someone who was from the Zigni Ador, but he understood very well what the problems of this generation are all about, and he dealt with it as best he could, and really he's just a remarkable person. I don't think we're equipped to even understand or appreciate to fathom the depths of his mastery of Kol HaShas and Kol HaTorah Kula, and exactly the kind of approach that he took to resolving issues and problems. And I said, his door was open to everyone. It's really an amazing thing that Gedolei Yisrael of this stature, of this caliber, somehow their chesed is so boundless and so magnificent and so unparalleled that they're ready to open up their doors to everyone. And that was really his godless. Now, in terms of his forum, I'm not equipped. You have to speak to Rabbi Roglowski and the Rabbi Yeshiva. I'm not so familiar with his forum. I only learned Ayelet HaShachar and what Masechet and Shas. I wanted to see what the Kav was, but I'm holding my Chumash and Rashi. Anyway, the kids are so the Ayelet HaShachar is many, many volumes. I don't know how many Rabbi Roglowski probably can tell you. And he also wrote Al HaTorah. He wrote literally volumes and volumes of Chidushi Torah. Literally, Arein Sof. He was a Mayim HaMizgaber. A mind chain himself. So this is the kind of gadol b'Torah that we're going to. The Gemara says in Ksubis and Megillah, and says in Mechabesh Chonoch, Mevadon Talmud Torah Letzvas Ames. Especially a gadol of this caliber, there's no question that there's an obligation of every Jew to show Kavanat Torah. The Gemara points out in Megillah that Kavanat Torah is more important than Torah itself. Just showing honor to the Torah, a person who has a sense of Kavanat Torah, that person has really acquired what it means, the reach of being a ben Torah. Therefore, that's something which is very, very critical, and something which we all should be cognizant of, and that's the reason why the yeshiva felt that it was quite important, quite significant to attend the levaya of a gadol of this kind of stature. Okay, so I thought it would be kedai to say divrei Torah l'zchuso. So then maybe we'll just begin with something halacha, and then afterwards perhaps we'll have to, in a few hours, we'll have to go to our gadol. An issue that's been troubling me for many years, and this is really a very fun